Okay, Moshe, today I'd like to discuss the inyan of the mitzvah of Achila Ber of Yom Kippur. The Torah says second page, Shabbos, Shabboson Hilachem, Yisef Esnapshosechem, Besisa Lachodesh Ma'erev, Me'erev Ad'erev Tishpitu Shabbatchem. So this pasuk, Lamed Beis, is a difficult pasuk to understand. Because the pasuk says, V'nisim Esnapshosechem, Tisha l'chodesh b'erev, me'erev ad erev tishpetu shabbatchem. So the pasuk pshat, l'chora, it means that you're ma'ana, the motzai of Noi, which is the tenth, which is Yom Kippur. The whole 10th day, Me'erev Ad'erev. But the Gemara, Darshan, the Yinisa Mesnaf Shoseichem B'tisha, as if it said that the Inui is on the 9th. And we know that's not so. The Inui is not on the 9th, the Inui is on the 10th. So the Gemara has two interpretations of how to understand that. So one is found in several places, amongst them page 5, the Gemara Brachas on Chesam Beis. The Bibi by several of Shlumi, the Parshos of the Kula Shata, B'mala Yom Kippurim. As he wanted to finish up Shnayim Mikra for the whole year, but he needed to finish up. So Tana Lei Reb Chiya Nichsiv V'Nisim Esnaf Shoseichem B'Tisha L'Chodesh Be'erev. So the Gemara Darshans, in other words, they told him you have no time to spend so much time learning on, because you have to be involved in the Suda on Chi. So the Gemara understands, look in Rashi, Mala lakov hachi komar kura, hachino atzmechem betisha lachodesh, b'inu hemachras, v'einai ki inu hayom. So he's saying like this, the pasuk is, the way the Gemara is understanding the pasuk, is that you should get ready on the 9th for fasting on the 10th. And if you'll do that, it's ki'ilu you fasted on the 9th also. The Meiri has an interesting lashon. If you'll take a look at the Meiri, on page 15, Kolosa Dover Al Das Shebesibas Oso Dover Tiskay Mitzvah Harek Misha Oso Mitzvah. Because if you do something to enable you to do the mitzvah, so when you're doing that preparation, it's ki'ilu you did the mitzvah itself. So if you're eating on the 9th in order to help you fast on the 10th, it's ki'ilu you're fasting on the 9th also. Because the mitzvah is the fasting. So if you do something in preparation of the fasting on the 9th, it's ki'ilu you're fasting on the 9th too. So the Gemara Shiva Siri. So it's as if you fasted on Shi and Asiri. And that's how Rashi writes over here. Mala of Kosov, Hakiko Makra, Hakino Atzmechen Betisha Lachodish, Leino and Machoros, Vre Beenai, Kino Hayom. As I'll view it as if you fasted, in other words, you get schar in the preparation, ki'ilu, that you did the actual mitzvah itself. That's one interpretation. Why the Gemara says inui is on chi. Inui and chi means to eat on chi, which is a preparation for the inui. It's ki'ilu. You had inui on chi. That's the first way to learn. Then the Gemara has another pshat. The Gemara on page 6, Pesam et Al. So in the middle of the daf, you see the first word on the line is menole, mem nun lamed. Rabbi Shmuel, Mosiv Michol Hakodesh menole nafkem b'tani v'nisim es nafshoseichem b'tisha, yachol b'tisha talmulom v'erev, iberev yachol mishetechshach talmulom v'tisha, haketzed mach schil u'mesana b'vod yom, melamed shemosiv Michol Hakodesh. So this Gemara has a different pshat, that the fact that the Gemara says you should be mis'ane, the pasuk says v'nisem b'tisha, the way the Gemara is understanding, doesn't teach me the din of eating on the ninth, but rather teaches me the din of tosefes, that I should start fasting on the ninth, not the whole ninth, because the ninth you don't fast, but you should at least start fasting a little bit on the ninth, meaning before Shkia, before the time that you're obligated to fast, you should already start fasting. And that's the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So it's interesting that if you look in the Rambam, on page 9, Shvisa Sasso, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. Shev Shavus, Malacha Bo, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. Kach Shavus, Le'inoi, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. Right, you can't do malacha on Yom Kippur at night and the day, and you can't you have to keep the inuim at night and the day. But tzarach lahosiv mechol ala kodesh b'chnitzasu v'yitziyasu. Shenema v'nisim es nafshoseichem b'tisha lachodesh. Klomer haschel atzum v'lis'anos b'erev tisha somuch la'asiri. V'chein b'yitzi yashoam b'einav ma'at milelach So the Rambam's clearly understanding the pasuk of Betisha to teach us the din of Tosefes. Whereas the Rambam doesn't quote this halacha that you eat in other words, the two possible limudim that you could have from this pasuk of Betisha. either the din of achila shtiya and erev Yom Kippur, or the din of what? The din of Tosefis. So which one does the Rambam quote? The din of Tosefis. And this is the famous Rambam Shita, that the Rambam doesn't bring Tosefis anywhere else. He doesn't have bring down the din of Tosefis Shabbos. He only brings down the din of Tosefis Yom Kippurim for Inui. And he learns it out from the pasuk of Inisem Betisha. Inisem Betisha. So then the question is, what is the... Does the Rambam hold from this mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur? Yeah. Gerber? Well, Inui. Oh, yeah. You mean only Tzom? I mean, what he said by the other Inuim as well. That's a good question. I don't know. Okay, but that's the... Now, so does the Rambam hold from this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? And if so, where does he get it from? So apparently he doesn't bring it down in Hilchos Yom Kippur. So where does the Rambam bring such a din down? So it's unbelievable. It's a Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim. In Perek Gimel. Halacha Tes. So before we read the halacha, let's just explain what's going on. The din is, if a person takes a shrua that he's not going to do a mitzvah, say he's supposed to eat matzah on Pesach night, he says he's taking a shrua, he's not going to eat matzah. So the shvu is not chal, because who are you to say, you are already nishba mehar Sinai to eat matzah, so who are you to say you can't eat matzah? So shvu is not chal to mevatel a mitzvah. However, a neder is different. If somebody says before Pesach that all matzah is osur to me, so then he can't do the mitzvah on... Then it's chal, because he didn't aser the gavra. Because if he's asering himself to eat matzah, he can't. The Torah says he mechuyev. But if he aser the cheftza, he sort of went against the Torah in the back door. He didn't. It's not a direct clash against the Torah, because if it's a direct clash against the Torah, you lose. The Torah says you should eat. You say I won't eat. It doesn't work like that. But if you could aser the cheftza on you, you say the matzah is also to me, then you won't be able to eat matzah. Then it's also for you to eat matzah on the Lel Seder. So a neder is on the chefetz. A shvua is on the gavra. So if you say, I will not eat matzah on Pesach, it doesn't work. But if you say matzah is also to me on Pesach, then it does work. Now, what about fasting? So take a look on page 11 on the top. Ketzed cholim hanadarim al divrei mitzvah ki divrei rishus. A neder is chal even on the dvar mitzvah. Oh mehare hamatzah b'leil Pesach asur alav. Matzah is asur to me. Yeshiva sukkah is asur alav. The tefillin is asur. Reim asur alav. And if he eats a yoshav anotah loke. Wow, unbelievable. If he'll go ahead and eat the matzah, he'll get malchus for eating matzah. But by shvua, Then in Halacha Zayin, we man the darm chalam al divrei mitzvah shvu zayin chalas al divar mitzvah. Shanishba osur atzmo al davar shenishba alav. Nishba, you're answering yourself. Hanoder osur hadavar hanoder al atzmo. Nimtza hanishba levato mitzvah osur atzmo who kvar atzmo mishba. There was shvu is on the gavra. So you say, I won't do the mitzvah. But the Torah says, the Torah preceded you and Har Sinai, and you took the Shmu and Har Sinai that you will do the mitzvah. So it's not going to be Chal. So what about fasting? So fasting, you can make a fasting of Lashon Neder also. This day is osur to me. Not that I won't eat on this day. This day is osur to me. Hadoder halacha tesha yotzum b'shabbos or b'yontif. Chayiv lotzum. If you're taking a shvua that this day is osur to me, is osur to me. So then you have to fast. So therefore, you can't eat, even though it's Shabbos and there's a mitzvah to eat. It's yontif for the mitzvah to eat. So you didn't say, I won't eat. If you say you won't eat, then you're clashing against the Torah. You can't do that. But if you say, this day is forbidden, you answer the day, yeah. So then it's not, you're not taking on the Torah directly. Like you're answering the lulav. You're not answering the Meiser. So then it's Chal. Say you take a person says every Sunday and Tuesday is also to me for the rest of my life. Every Sunday and Tuesday. And then what happens is Sunday and Tuesday fall out on a yontif. Oh, Erev Yom Kippurim. So then you're mechuyev to fast even on Erev Yom Kippur. So it's clear from the Rambam that there's, why is the Rambam saying Erev Yom Kippur? Because you might think since Erev Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah to eat, so you might think what? Since there's a mitzvah to eat, the neder is not chal. Comes the Rambam saying no, a neder is chal against the mitzvah, because the neder doesn't take on the mitzvah on the Torah directly. It takes it on from the back door. But what about Pogo B'Chanukah or Purim? What if Chanukah and Purim falls out on one of these days? So then I would think for sure. The point of that Chanukah and Purim are the Rabbonins. So it's clear from the Rambam that Yontif Shabbos is all Doraisis, and Erev Yom Kippur also is Doraisis. So the Chiddush is, it's unbelievable. You take a neder, you're not going to eat every Monday and every Sunday and Tuesday for the rest of your life, and then Erev Yom Kippur comes, then you can't eat. But what about Chanukah and Purim? So he says, "Pagu b'Chanukah and Purim yidcha nidro b'pnei hayomim ve'elom, ol v'isra atzom behem b'divrei sofrim." When it's honest, where but Chanukah and Purim fakert, you have to eat. So the Rambam says counterintuitive, meaning you would think Madach and Neder's Chal that you don't have to eat on Shabbos Yontav Erev Yom Kippur, which Daraisa Kal V'Chomer, it's Chal that you shouldn't have to eat on Purim or Chanukah, which is the Rabbanon. So the Rambam says fakert, things that are the Rabbanon. So Chazal were afraid that people are not going to take it seriously. So Chazal had to put more teeth in the Drabonin sometimes and made extra chumras by the Drabonins. So one of the extra chumras they say that even though by right you shouldn't eat on Chanukah and Purim on the Sunday and Tuesday if you took that neder, but since Chanukah and Purim is Drabonin and Drabonin needs chizuk, so they made a chizuk that... that you should not that you should dafka should eat, and the neder is not chal. But you see from this Rambam, what do you see from this Rambam? That he considers the eating in Yom Kippur as a daraisa.
Can you say it's a season?
Okay. Take a look in the Radvaz, on the fourth line, or Erev Yom Kippur. Sover Rabbeinu she osu lasanas Erev Yom Kippur min haTorah. To see v'tisha l'chodesh, v'tisha misanim v'lo asar misanim. To elko v'shosu b'tshi, ki ilu misanim b'tshi v'asiri. Mashmer d'isa Torahu. A few things should rush the Rabbanu mikomokom yeshlo ikim min haTorah. L'asi l'zulzuli vei, te'ein tzar chizek. So the question that's asked on the Rambam is, where does he learn it from? The Isra Achila on the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. Because doesn't he learn the pasuk of B'tisha to teach me what? Teach me what? Tosefis. So then what's, so where is he going to learn out this mitzvah of achila? I mean, not from the pasuk. But how do you know you have to do that? What? Well, the Miri is explaining that drasha of. You hear the question? Because where's the Rambam going to learn it out from? You mean, Mamar Rav is saying, what does the Rambam mean, Ein Tzarech Lomar Rosh Chodesh? Why is it Ein Tzarech Lomar Rosh Chodesh? Because Rosh Chodesh is discussed in the Psukim that they used to make a Suda Rosh Chodesh. So maybe Divrei Kabbalah. Yeah.
How can't you learn both things out from the Psukim? The two don't contradict each other.
So that's the thing. Eitan is saying, why can't we learn out both things out from the pasuk? Can you learn out both things? The question is like this. If you look in the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara seems to say you can't learn out both things from the same pasuk. Let's take a look. There's another pasuk that we haven't seen yet, and that's a pasuk in Parshas Ki Sisa. Torah says, Sheshes Yomim Tavod, V'yom HaShvi Tishbos, V'chorish U'v'kotzer Tishbos. So the Torah says you should work for 6 days, and the seventh day you don't do malacha. B'charish u'b'kotcher tishbos, you shouldn't do malacha of charisha and kesira. So this pasuk is very strange, because what do you mean? This pasuk is talking about Shabbos. So I need a special pasuk to tell me that on Shabbos I don't do charisha and kesira. I know, I don't do, there's plenty of psukim in the Torah that says you don't do any malacha on Shabbos. So if you don't do any malacha on Shabbos, so what does it mean? B'charish u'v'katzer tishbos. So take a look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. On page 6. The Mosifi Mechol HaKodesh Menomah D'Tanya B'Charish V'Kotcher Tishbos V'Kiva Ome Ein Tzorich Lo B'Charish V'Kotcher. So automatically, it's interesting, the Gemara is saying we don't need it for Shabbos, because we know you don't do any Malach on Shabbos. So you know what the Gemara is saying? We have a way of darshening Eino Inyan L'Shabbos T'Neu Inyan L'Shemitah. That's referring to Shemitah. But even though it's not referring to Shemitah. But we don't really need it for Shemitah either, because we have Sukkim by Shemitah also. So the Gemara says, Im einu inyan Shabbos, t'neu inyan Shemitah. Im einu Shemitah, t'neu l'inyan Erev Shemitah. For Tosefes Shviz. So the Gemara learns out the concept of Tosefes from the Pasuk B'charish U'v'Kotzer Tishbos. So the Gemara says, Mosifim Mechol Al-Kol Shmanol Tanya B'charish U'v'Kotzer Tishbos. So that teaches you the din of Tosefes. And Rabbi Shmuel, he learns out, no, this pasuk teaches you another halacha. This pasuk is about Shabbos. So why do I need a special pasuk not to do malach on Shabbos? So Rabbi Shmuel omer macharish rishus av ktsir rishus yotze ktsir haomer shehu mitzvah. He's teaching another halacha. That harisha, there's never a mitzvah to do harisha. So harisha is always rishus. Ktsira sometimes is a mitzvah, because it's ktsira omer, cutting the omer. So the Gemara Dash is like this, just like harisha, we're talking about harisha, that's not a mitzvah. So too ktsira is a ktsira that's not a mitzvah, you can't do on Shabbos. But the implication is, ktsira that is a mitzvah is even docha Shabbos. So you'll hear from here that the ktsira omer is docha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Mosifim Alchol, Michol HaKodesh Menoi. So where does he learn out Tosefes from? Because he learns out the Pasuk Harish B'Kotzir, not for Tosefes, but rather for what? For the mitzvah that you're allowed to Tzir HaOmer even on Shabbos. So where does he learn Tosefes out? He learns it out from the Pasuk, Rignisim Esnaf Shoseichim. Betisha yachol betisha tomelom be'erev be'erev yachol betisha echshach tomelom betisha ketsad maschil m'sanim mivod yom lamed shem b'sivu cholol kodesh ein liel bechnitzosu b'tzios minayin tomelom be'erev v'erev ein liel yom kippur shabbosus minayin tomelom tishpetu yom tovim minayim tomelom shabbatchem haketsad So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, what Rabbi Akiva said what originally? He learned that Tosefis from where, Rabbi Akiva? From where? B'charish Tishbos. So he doesn't need the pasuk of V'inisim for Tosefis. So he learns out, my Avid Lei, Miboy Lei Chetanya, V'inisim Nafshoseichem, Lomer Lecha Kol Ochel V'shose B'shi, Malah Lava Kosuv, Kilusana Tshiva Siri. So what do you see from this Gemara? That Rabbi Akiva learns out Tosefes from one Pasuk, and he learns out what? Achil and Shtiyah from another Pasuk. So you see, Rabbi Akiva didn't learn out the two dinim from the same Pasuk. You need one Pasuk to learn out Karishu B'Kotzer Tishbos, that teaches you Tosefes, and the Pasuk V'Nisem teaches you the other halacha. And if you take a look in the Gemara in Yuma, it's even clearer on Pei Aleph Amid Beis. Davachem by Yaakov, my time of the Omer Kerav Papa. Mibar lechatani v'nisim nafshoseichem b'tish lachodesh. Yochel Yaskel Visana Batisha Tomalom Erev. So he learns out the pasuk from Tosefis. The Tana Detsim Hayas. I petition the Chosh by Avi Leim by the. And they learn out the Nisim for the other Drasha. So it's mashed from the Gemara that you see there's another way of learning Tosefis, which it says V'nichrasa Me'etzim Hayom Hazeh. So it's mashed that there's no Kares only on the Etzim Hayom. Mashma beforehand, it's still usher, but there's no chorus. Do you have a Gemara humor for a second? Thank Papa Omar, he do this. And then the Gemara says, the Tana learns out Tosefis from Etzem. What does he learn out? Tisha L'Chodesh. He learns Tisha L'Chodesh to teach you the dinim of eating and drinking. But it's clear from the Gemara that no one uses the pasuk for both. So the Gemara says, if you use the pasuk etzem for Tosefes, then you use this for eating and drinking. But it's clear from the Gemara that you don't use it, Pasuk V'nisam for both the din of Tosefes and the din of eating and drinking. If you use it for if you learn that Tosefes from someplace else, then you can use eating and drinking from V'nisam. So the question is, the Rambam clearly uses the words V'nisam. So unless you say, so the simple way would say that maybe in a Chanami, maybe it's just an asmachta, but since it's berumas bepasuk, like who said that the Radvaz, so then it's, there was a drabonon that needs chizuk, is a drabonon that's not merumas bepasuk at all, like Chanuk and Purim. But the drabonon that's at least merumas bepasuk, in other words, even though the Iker Drasha is going on Inui, and maybe in a Chanami, the eating and drinking is only a drasha, an asmachta, but that gets a status, l'gabe this halachal, that you don't say that needs chizuk, and then the nether would be chal. That would be the simple way. Unless you say that the Rambam just... Yeah. Oh, so Noam Kasper says an unbelievable thing, and he's mechavin to Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp in the Sefer Mishmeres Yom Narayim, and he says that maybe the Rambam learned that the inyan of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is like a svara. It's because logically you won't be able to fast if you 2 days. So if he's fasting one day, needless to say that you should, that there's an issa to fast on the other day. And Mela, and that becomes a chiyuv min haTorah, because it's built into the pasuk that you fast on the 10th, mashma that you have to eat on the 9th, or else how are you going to be able to fast on the 10th, like the Miri said. It's just the Miri used it from a pasuk. You're saying it's a svar. That's a beautiful thing that Noam just said. And in fact, Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, you know, he quotes the Yerushalmi in Chala. Take a look at Yerushalmi in Chala. On page 14. Taman Koshin Litzoma Rabba Treim Yomim. That some people used to fast 2 days for Tzoma Rabba. That's Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara tells a story, Bar Avu de Shmuel, Bar Yitzchak Chashal Garmei, the Sam Train Yomim. He fasted 2 days. Issa Krucha, so he was about to break his fast, to a Domach, and he died. So you see, it's a sakana to fast 2 days. It's a sakana. Take a look in the Bnei Moshe. First word in line is Ifsik Rucham Edoma. The last of the three skinny lines before it gets really wide. First word in line is Ifsik. Ifsik Rucham Edoma. Shehifsik Manatayin is Ratzel Lichroch Lesuda. Nischalesh v'nishtar. When he was about to break bread, he got weak and he died. So he shouldn't have done that. That's why they don't even say his name. The son of... So that could be, in other words, and as far as the daraisa. That's where, and Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp quotes the Hagos Maimoni. on page 13, where the Gemara in the end of the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah says the Rava have a ragil of Yosef B'Tanisa, was used to fast 2 days for Yom Kippur. Rishtach Kavaser. Kana Yeri Halevi, Talmidav, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Baruch, for Talmidav, Rabbi Gedolim Nogul Asa Shnei Yomim Yom Kippur. There were people that used to do Shnei Yom Kippur. And then he says, Mashalo Nogul, first word one is Nogul, call Yisrael Asa Shnei Yomim, Ibnay Hasakana, the Dom Rabbi Yushalmi, the Mesechus Chala. Rabbi Choshen Tzomud Rabba, Trein Yomim, Amul Rafis, Lama Temachdisim, Asmachem Lasafik. Hazam Ruba, Chazach Hashem, etc. So you could say like that, or you could say, you know, like Eitan Blumen Shlita. But maybe in Echanami, the Rama Paskin, you could learn that, two things from that. Or you could say that, like, one thing is the Iker Drasha, one is just an Asmachta, and an Asmachta is enough. But, okay. Now there's a very interesting Gemara in Ksubas, yeah. Right, because maybe it's, in other words, he doesn't write it down in, one thing he does write, let me just show you, in Shvisas, in Yom Hilchus Yom Kippur, in Shvisas Osor, take a look, on page 10, he quotes the Gemara in Beitza, about Noshim She'ochu Shosos Asher Tashecha. It was women who used to eat and drink until night, and they didn't do Tosefis. Maybe Yodos Shemitzvah Hosif. Eimim Machim B'Yodim. So we're not going to make a machor. We're not going to protest. Because they won't listen to us anyway. So this way, maybe they don't know about the mitzvah. Because if we say it and they don't listen, then they become amazing. Mutav Yishokun Voyim Zaydin. You can't put a policeman in everyone's house that they should stop eating 10 minutes before Yom Kippur. He says, so half an hour, whatever. But that's all he writes. He doesn't say there's a mitzvah. He says, women, there was women, they didn't do the mitzvah of Tosefis. So if you say like Noam Kasper Shlita, then maybe it's like it's just Pasha. But he assumes it in, right, in other words, he doesn't write it Beferish in Hilchas Yom Kippur, only in the Nedarim Agav, that are, like a funny case where he says, well, if you take a Nedar, then you're not going to, that every Sunday and Tuesday is also to you, and then it becomes one time that a Sunday or Tuesday became Erev Yom Kippur, so, don't think, you know, since these times you're supposed to eat, like Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, you should eat. No, the Ned is Chal. Which implies, why would I think not? Because these days that you're supposed to eat. So I might think the Ned is not Chal, to Mashmalon, the Ned is Chal. Now, let me show you another interesting Gemara in Ksubas. So if you say, like Noam, then in other words, the source is just an understood svara, like from Moshe Mordechai Karp in his sefer. It's in the packet here. One, two, two. What do you think the pasuk is? So the Gemara talks about different times of the week to get married. When should you get married? What about getting married Motzai Shabbos? Now, today you don't find so many from people getting married on Motzai Shabbos. So it's not a time where you find people getting married. In the old days, maybe people weren't as whatever. People used to get married, and I mean, like not my generation, but like my parents' generation, people would get married on Motzei Shabbos. So what's wrong with getting married on Motzei Shabbos? So the Gemara says, "Ela Rabba Rabbi Higzei Rishon Yishkol Ben Of." If you can get married on Motzei Shabbos, so people are going to start shechting on Shabbos. They're going to shech the Ben Of on Shabbos in preparation for the meal. So don't get married on Motzei Shabbos because the Malacha might be violated on Shabbos. Shem Yishchad Ben Of. So Amalei Bayim, Mayatav Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yos B'Shein B'Shabbos. So then what about if Yom Kippur falls out on Monday? So that means there's a mitzvah of Achila on Sunday. So how could that be? So why should we be afraid? We should push off Yom Kippur. Because we should be afraid that if Yom Kippur is falling out on Monday, there's a mitzvah achil on Sunday, so then you'll come to Shecht on Shabbos. So they should push Yom Kippur off to Tuesday. So why don't they do that? So the Mor says no. In other words, for yourself, you're not going to make a mistake. In other words, you have to eat on Sunday, Erev Yom Kippur, you're not going to make a mistake in Shecht on Shabbos. Because you're just eating for yourself. But if you invited guests for a chasana, then you're going to be all, you know, nervous that you don't have enough food for the people, then you're going to come to Shecht on Shabbos. Hachab, by the case of the chasana, the lachemim torid, then we're afraid. Then the Gemara gives another answer. Inami hosim islei ravcha, hacha leislei ravcha. He says like this, because on the chasana, the chasana is going to be Motzei Shabbos. So you're going to have a problem with Shecht on Shabbos. But in the case of Erev Yom Kippur, so if Yom Kippur is on Monday, Erev Yom Kippur is Sunday, so the Suda is not till Sunday. You're not going to eat the Suda Motzei Shabbos. So therefore, you'll Shecht on Motzei Shabbos for Sunday. It won't be a problem. So we don't have to push off Yom Kippur. So you see from here, a very interesting idea that what's the interesting idea? That that the mitzvah achila of Erev Yom Kippur is in the daytime, not the night before. Right? We discussed that, right? Is it the night before or is it... So over here, you see there was a daf in the day, not the night before. Well, now, there is a discussion the following. What is the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur? Is it just a preparation for the fast? Or is there some inyan to eat on Erev Yom Kippur on its own right? Say a person is not going to fast on Yom Kippur. Is there any inyan, therefore, that he should have a suud Erev Yom Kippur? So I was just discussing with Rabbi Orlean, we were just discussing it. So he pointed out, obviously, as Rabbi Orlean said, if it's all just a preparation, then what's the point? He's not. But there's another tzad. There's a famous Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva gives three reasons why he fasts on Erev Yom Kippur. On page 24. So you take a look. Look at the end of Os Ches. I put the bracket by the beginning of Os Ches. Look at the end of Os Ches. First word on the line, the second column, page 24. Rabbi Seinu Zekronim Levracha. They said in Kol Chaveh Suda Be'er Yom Kippur Kilo Tzav L'Sadat Shiva Si L'Sadat Behem. Yiheres Simchasu Vigiyas Man Kaparaso. Whereas he's showing Utiyelo Kapareda Al Dagosu Lashmosu. Whereas if you make a Suda, you show that you're happy that Yom Kippur is coming because you're going to finally get forgiveness for your sins. So it shows that you care about your sins. So that's one inyan of having the Suda. The second inyan is Hashenis Ki B'Shai Yom Tov V'Menachna Kolim Suda L'Simchas HaMitzvah. See, normally we have every Yontif we have a Suda for the Mitzvah. Kamo was that we're celebrating Pesach, we have a Suda. We're celebrating Sukkot, we have a Suda. So we're celebrating Yom Kippur, we should have a Suda. The only problem is Yom Kippur is a fast day. So the Suda of Yom Kippur was pushed off to Erev Yom Kippur. You know, preempted to Erev Yom Kippur. But it's basically the Suda of Yom Kippur. Third line on page 25. Nisha Hatzom B'Yom Kippur, Nishchai V'Kvo Suda, Al Simchas HaMitzvah B'Erev Yom Kippur. That's number two. And number three, Hashlish is Leman Nechzach Laharbos Tfilo Tachnunim B'Yom Kippur. In other words, so we should be able to concentrate on a tefillah on Yom Kippur. So that's more or less the preparation for it. So as Rabbi Orlian said before, obviously, if you say like Rabbeinu Yon, the popular word of Rabbeinu Yon, people always say Rabbeinu Yon is Shita, that's the second. Rabbeinu Yon gives three things, but people usually don't look it up. People know the second one, and that's known as the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah. That is basically a Suda of Yom Kippur that you do the Simcha Mitzvah of Yom Kippur that you can't eat on Yom Kippur because it's a fast day, so you preempt it from before. One second. Yeah.
According to the first two reasons, then, wouldn't it be okay to have like, eating after that?
Why does it have to be done before the next? The third reason makes sense, but the first two would be okay. They could have made it that way, but they could have done it that way, but they didn't. Maybe he holds it's a combination of all three reasons. Yeah. I mean, even if he's not fasting, we still...
If he's not fasting on Yom Kippur, that third reason to be able to concentrate on Yom Kippur, that mitzvah would still apply, because he's not going to be eating like...
Okay, yeah. But it's interesting that if you look in the Shultos, the Shultos on page 22 and page 23 is, it's interesting, sometimes the Shultos adds one word that changes the whole picture. Okay, you ready? He says like this, Tana Rabbana ta'anu asnaf shosechim b'tishim chi b'tishim m'sanim l'basir m'sanim el lo malcha kala ochel v'shose b'tisha u'm'sana basir malay lakom z'kilu tzadu tshiv asir. What word did he add? That's not in the Gemara. What? Which word did he add? Yeah? Which word did he add? What? Which word did he add? Read it again, page 22 and 23. Right, exactly. There was verse says Kol Ochel V'Shoser B'Tshi Mala Alav Akosuv Kilim San Tshi V'Asir. He says no. If you eat and drink on the Tshi and then you fast on Yom Kippur, then you get Tzchar even for the Tshi. And our Gemara just says Kol Misane Kol Ochel V'Shoser B'Tshi. It doesn't say there and Misane. It's Mashmur. It's only if you eat and then you fast. So then, this was a preparation for your fasting, just like the Meiri said. This is a preparation for your fasting. So then, so if it's a preparation for your fasting, like the Meiri said, the preparation is like the Guf HaDavar, but that's only if you ultimately do the Guf HaDavar. So if you take a look, in there's a Tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the famous Tshuva in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. On page 17. Famous Tshuva, Siman Tes Zayin. The Tshuva is about whether women are chayiv to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Aldo's Bito, so somebody was writing about their daughter, Acholanis, Shekol Ochel Mazikla. Whatever she eats makes her feel not good. The Kamishvus Kol Mechita Misame Trufa, Shem Yerachmo Yishlach Hashem Imchayev Zlechol Be'er Yom Kippur. So she should eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Chalila v'chalila l'echol. So you got to tell her that she shouldn't eat. If the eating is not good for her, she's not going to do the mitzvah. So first of all, he says, it could be women are potter from this mitzvah. Maybe it's a mitzvah that says shazman grama. And furthermore, it could be the mitzvah is only on those that are fasting on, and she's not going to be able to fast, so she, therefore she doesn't have to eat. And then in the bottom, in footnote Gimel, he quotes the Shultas. So Rabbi Kiveger, says it's a suffix whether it's a mitzvah, grumba. But nonetheless, in your case, anyway, mustaber that it's only a mitzvah of hachana, and therefore you don't have to do it if you're not fasting yourself. Okay, so let me show you something interesting in the tour. The tour also, starting on page 18. Tani Reb Chiya Bar Abba V'Difti. The Nisan Nesh Shoseichem Tisha L'Chodesh. V'Chi V'Tisha M'Sanin U'Lam Ara M'Sanin. The Lament Chod Shekol Ochol V'Shosu B'Shi. Mala Lava Kosu Ki V'San Tshi V'Asiri. V'Chi Komar Kro. V'Anchinu Atzmechem Tshi V'Inu Shal Mocha. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. Achinu Atzmechem V'Tshi Hashem loves us. ולטובוסם לחפר אבנוסיהם. First one day to mechaper. Tzivim sheyochlu v'yishtu tchila kidei sheyochlu yuchlu l'sana shlo lazik lahem ha'inu. As he's saying that you should eat so the fast won't affect you negatively. Then he gives a mashal. Look at the mashal. Mashal melchia ben yochid. Melech had a son. He said he wanted to fast. And then he told him to eat the day before. Okay, good. Now then he quotes a medrash. Maybe medrash. Listen to the medrash. Maisa b'shoter ha'ir. The policeman of the city. Sh'omer la'avdo. He goes to his servant. K'nei li dogim. Go buy me fish. So there was only, I guess all the fish stores were closed. There was one, he was able to find one fish. So he offered one gold coin for it. In the meantime, Hayasham Yehudi Chayat, there was a tailor, Osif Olav, and he, I don't know whether it means he outbid him or he bought it from him, but he outbid him and he was willing to pay five. The first guy was only paying $1. He was going to pay $5 for it. So he got it. Initial lechayat. So in the meantime, Baha Evid Aladonov, the Evid comes back to the policeman and he tells him the story. You see, Perlo Kol HaMa'ora. He tells him the whole story of what happened, that he was about to buy it, but the other guy, you know, outbid him. The tailor outbid him. Shalach ha-shoter achar ha-chayit. So the policeman asked to see the tailor, who, you know, who chaptois his fish. Amar lo, ma malachtecha. What do you do? Amar lo chayit. I'm a tailor. He says, I don't understand. The fish was only worth $1, and you paid $5 for it. Why were you so anxious to get this fish? And furthermore, you took it from my servant. Either he bought it from him, or he outbid him. He says, I would have even paid $10 for it. Because I'm buying it to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. There's a special mitzvah for us Jews to eat and drink, so I needed to get a fish. Because we're eating and drinking to show that we're Batuach that Hashem will be mechaper. So Amalo in Kenya fell sisa. So the shoter heard it and says, "Okay, I see you did the right thing." Upatra v'halach l'shalom. He said, "Okay, I see you're a sincere fellow. You did it for the right reason. So I don't have any complaints about you that you outbid my servant to get your fish." Okay, I guess we could stop here with the story. So I saw an interesting pshat. You can say a lot of things with these stories. But I saw an interesting pshat. I figured I'd put it in the packet. The thing from Moshe Mordechai Karp, you should see, I put the Xerox here, you can read it on your own. In the Sefer Birkas Horai, on page 35, so he says two things. Who cares that it's a tailor? And who cares that it was a fish? So maybe a nechanami. No one cares. They just had to give some type of mashal. So he, the Sefer, Al Derech HaDrush, says a beautiful idea to explain why it was a tailor and why dafka a fish. And he says like this. Whenever a person does a mitzvah, we know we have 248 mitzvahs asay, 365 mitzvahs los asay. Every time you do a mitzvah, you make a spiritual cloth for your neshama. Every time you do a mitzvah, it's like you're making a levush for your neshama. So if you do the mitzvah in a proper way, with simcha and with kavana, so then you make a nice spiritual cloth. But if it's like you do the mitzvah like quickly and, you know, get it out of my way, so then it's like, so then your spiritual cloth is also like very, shaky. It's like a half a piece of material. It's not a full clothing. So he says, during the year, we do a lot of things, a lot of mitzvahs we do quickly, and we don't have kavana, and we don't have the proper simcha shel mitzvah, and all these things. So we have a lot of spiritual clothing that's like not full. So an Erev Yom Kippur is the time when we're mechaper for all these things. We're going to take, if we act with simcha on Erev Yom Kippur, and we eat, and we do tshuva, so now what we're going to do is we're going to take all the spiritual clothing that was not good, and we're going to sew them all together to make one beautiful cloak. He says that's what the significance, that it was a what? That it was a tailor. And he wanted to eat that Erev Yom Kippur, to do tshuva on all the spiritual deficiencies of the year. And he says, the idea of a fish is because apparently Chasam Sofer writes, the fish always has its eyes open. And that represents the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the more we act b'simcha and we're interested in a mitzvah, the more Hashkacha we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he looks after us. So, after the time of Erev Yom Kippur, that we can be mechaper for all our deficiencies. You can take a look at page 35, fourth column, second paragraph. V'nei yuvan al nochan hadash minu dosu ish hayachayet. The remes yish b'ze al chayet ruchani. The kimo chayet umnoso shat. So what does a tailor do? He takes pieces of material and he sews them all together. Kimo chayet umnoso shatofer chatiches begodim yachad asosum levosholeim chanami b'mashakiyim mitzvah sachilis erev yom kippurim mitoch simcha. Tofer abgadim aruchnim, tainu mitzvah shel kol hashana sheichaserim hashleimus. Ve'erach mechinis chatichos begadim, v'lo levushim shleimim. Atal yidei malas asimcha, tofer kol chatichos begadim, v'tikunam v'asam hem levushim shleimim. V'derch zeh yuvanami hadam shmina shamachal hayadag, v'vor b'chasim sofa, ki dag romez al eina pekicha, ki tomid yesh lo einayim psuchos, hu mechinis hashkacha. Well, derech ein Hashem al yireyav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu masti panav chutz miyom kippur. Udrachenu nemar dal yidei simcha shal mitzvah zochim da Hakadosh Baruch Hu yashkiach aleinu be'ein pekicha. Lishmor osana mikol pegoyim. He says, well, if we do the mitzvah now b'simcha, we can be misake in all the mitzvahs of the year. All the mitzvahs that are spiritual clothing that were not full, because we didn't do it fully. So we created a spiritual rag instead of a spiritual suit. So now all the rags that we're having together, the chayit now is going to be tov for them and wearing one big baguette. And that's the significance. That's how he darshans in the sefer, the significance of the mashal. But it's an interesting mashal. Why, something to think about. Why, you know, they had to give such a mushal, such a story about somebody. They're just saying, it's a mitzvah to eat. Why do you have to give a whole story about somebody getting a fish and the tailor and outbidding him? And I guess the idea also is that you have to be willing to, for mitzvahs, to stretch a little bit. In other words, if you really want something, in other words, the guy could have said, look, the guy, the guy's willing to pay. I lost out. But if you really want something, then, you know, like, a lot of times people want to do a mitzvah, but it's, oh, I missed the ride. Okay, you missed the ride. You could have gotten on the bus. You could have gotten something else. You could have done. You know, Hanami, you missed the ride, and you couldn't do the mitzvah. But if you really want to do it, you'll do it. Something you really want to do, you find a way to do. And I think that's also part of this mashal. That in every Yom Kippur, we have to say, you know, what's an excuse? Yeah, I could have been in the shir on Sunday morning, but I missed the ride. So, you missed the ride, but you could have made another call, you could have made two other calls, and maybe you get another ride, or you could have taken a bus, or whatever. Of course, you have the excuse, you missed the ride. But that's just an excuse. And it's a true excuse. Just like this guy could have come home on Erev Yom Kippur and saying, there's no fish for me to eat. But he really was insistent. Apparently, the shoter didn't really need the fish. He was just another delicacy in his house. But this guy needed it for the mitzvah of Achila and Erev Yom Kippur. So that's a big yisod. And there'll always be excuses in life. There'll always be something in life that, you know, because there's always things in life coming up, different things, but you have to decide. You really want to do something, you can do it. If you don't, there'll always be an excuse that you can pin it on some excuse. But that's, you know, and God knows that it's only an excuse, and it's not what you really could have done. If you really want to do something, things people really want to do, they get done. Things that you don't think are so important, you really don't want to do, there'll always be 1,000 excuses why you didn't do it. So here, the guy says, I need that fish for Erev Yom Kippur. He went ahead and he paid extra for it. He paid the 5 zuv. He said he would have paid 10. The guy accepted 5. He would have paid 10 for it. So this is what Rebbe says a little bit about the mitzvah achila and Erev Yom Kippur. So just to review, we discussed the Makoros and the Psukim. We discussed the Rambam and Hilchos Nedarim. The question is, where did the Rambam get it from? Is it an asmachta? Is it from 2 drushes from the same pasuk? Is it a svara? What about, is it a mitzvah achano? Is it a mitzvah, like the Rabbi Yonah says, to show that we're happy the day came? It's really a suda of Yom Kippur. When the shiltas adds in Masana, Rabbi Kendler once pointed out, I just told you that the shiltas always, one word he answers, there's another shiltas by Hanukkah. It was the famous Kasha de Beis Yosef. If they had enough to be mavic for one night, so why don't we have Hanukkah 8 days? You should only have Hanukkah 7 days. So Rabbi Tendler once pointed out, if you look in the Shiltas says that not the way we have in our Gemara, they had Kach Kedel Hadlik Yom Echad. The Shiltas says they didn't have a filu Yom Echad. One word, that filu Yom Echad, then all the Kashas are, you know, the 100 terutzim that they sell of kasha is all out the window, as Rabbi Tendler said, if you have that gift of the shultas. So here, one word in the shultas. Rabbi Tendler is one of the few rabbanim, maybe one of the only rabbanim, who still publicly learned shultas with his shul. Shultas was written on the parshas, you know, if you look in the shultas. So who learned shultas today? We learned that it says perish on the shultas. But the shultas, Tendler in the shul, they learned Mamash Shultas. The Shultas was the first sefer written after the Gemara. So it's a very chashuv a sefer, the Shultas. Shultas of Rav Chagon. So here, Shultas writes, Ochel v'shose u'mesane. Then you get, not just tam ochel v'shose, but and you mesane, so then you get scar for everything, like the Miri said. You did the hakdama to the mitzvah, either you did the mitzvah itself, but provided you actually got to do the mitzvah itself. Okay. So we have 2 more days of shir before Ein Hazmanim. I made a packet on Hazinu and Sukkot tying it together. We'll see, maybe we'll finish the Eretz Yisrael packet tomorrow, and we'll see if I have time to strip in some other thing. We can see how much time we have, but please, if you didn't sign up yet for Simchas Torah, please sign up with Ari Graber. Bez Hashem, Ari will be in touch. We will try to get a bus to leave from here, so this way you could all get on the bus and you don't have to have problems of how you're going to get there, a bus coming, a bus going, and please, and if you have any friends that you want to bring, let us know. We can maybe accommodate them as well. Okay, so we're looking forward to everybody.